Welcome to the My Name is Human Earth 2.io podcast brought to you by MyNameIsHumanPod.com. I am Human Hagee.
I am Human Kanky.
And I am Human Snoke.
And we're back after almost 2 weeks off. We've kind of been on the thing where we're not going to do a podcast if we don't have anything to talk about, even though we can probably talk about anything. But we do have something to talk about today. We had a big update last week, a kind of out of nowhere update. Even though we did have kind of some signs that was coming because of the stage two server, but we have mentors now. And what are mentors? So, well, what they are, they allow you to gather ether from your tiles, which is a precursor to essence. So it just popped up. You could buy, there's a little green box on the Earth 2 side on each property saying buy ether. So you can't actually, unless you buy it right now, you don't actually get it. So for $5, you can place an ether on your property. And what that'll do, the same time that Joules and Lit are processing, they will process, I always forget the word, mentor. Oh, mentor. Why did I forget that word? Anyway, it'll process the mentor into ether. You then convert that ether into essence. And on the top of your screen, you have a little snake-looking thing that shows you your total essence. I went ahead and did a little, got some essence in my account now, just kind of experimenting, playing around with it. So
yeah, how many did you buy?
So on my main account, I bought 9 total. They're all larger properties. Well, I mean, 200 tiles or more and Caesars. So I think Caesars is like 160 tiles.
Okay.
And then my 2750. So the first day, I got 69 essence.
Cosmic.
Yep.
It was meant to be. Then that was off of 100 ether. So my first day, 100 ether, 69 essence. It's gone down each day after that, even though I haven't done anything. So we'll get into a little bit more about what we do with the mentors and like jewel slotting, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. So, and a little bit more about what kind of impact this is going to have on the game and the ecosystem. So Snoke, kind of tell us what your thoughts are. Have you done it? What do you think about Mentor?
Yeah. So, you know, when Mentors first came out, I was looking at it a little bit, and I know we've been kind of speculating off of it based off stage two website. Now, one thing I was kind of worried about is like, if it's $5 per mentor, and then I know you can either pay that, like as you said earlier, or you can wait 7 days and then an additional 7 days for one to be built.
But now, it actually will take 14 days.
Yeah, so 14 days total.
So you have to visit your profile 7 times in that 14-day period.
Yep. And now one thing I was worried about, though, is, you know, for people who have a lot of properties, is it one mentor per 14 days? But I did see that Thomas cleared that up in the chat, that it's saying that all your properties should have a mentor on it after the 14-day period, as long as you visit your profile every day for that 14-day period.
Yeah, and that's what I'm still doing that, obviously, because I still have 200 properties
right
that don't have mentors on them. And so it's important to get that rolling so you get that 14-day process going.
Yep. And so far, I only purchased 3 mentors. One was a project with Wizard Oz on One Tile Nation, which spending $5 on one tile for a Mentor.
Yeah,
we'll get
into that in a little bit. That's definitely not advised.
Exactly. And the other two are my two bigger properties. I don't have any flexes myself, so most of my properties range anywhere from like 150 to 200 tiles, and that's where I put most of these Mentors on, and that's what I kept them on. So what about you, Kangi?
Yeah, I so far have not actually paid for any, and the main reason being that I knew with patience I would eventually get them, although it was very tempting. I do have a few 750 tile plots and a few others that are like above 300 at least. So it's tempting, but I ultimately resisted on this one just because I'm always kind of caught in between. You know, do I want to invest more on, you know, something like that, or, you know, something like jewels, or just straight up more tiles? And so I'm kind of caught in what I would describe as analysis paralysis between, you know, what of those, you know, items is the most, you know, intelligent thing to spend more money on if I'm going to invest anymore. Right. So
one thing I will say about Mentors is, unlike jewels, where the number of properties was the most important thing, there's definitely a thing with Mentors where it's the size of the property. So this is where your 750s, your flexes come more into play. And the reason I know this is because I have two alt accounts. One for my wife to play around a little bit. So my wife had like $25 sitting in her account, but she has all small properties, all less than 50 tile properties. And so I placed five Mentors on five small properties, maybe 100 tiles total. And over the 3 days that the Mentors have been out, she's gotten three Ether and two Essence. So it's definitely not based on the size of the property.
Or not on the number of properties.
It's based on the size of the property. So it's definitely, this is something you want to do on your 750, something you want to do on your bigger properties. Don't be doing it on one tile like Snoke did with Wizard of Oz.
Well, go ahead, Snoke.
Well, I just want to ask a question. I know that since we're still on the topic of Mentors, one thing that has been bugging me a little bit lately is, will the Mentors always be on your property, or will they eventually go away and you have to either buy more Mentors or wait the full 14 days to get new Mentors?
No, they're permanent. Once they're on your property, they're permanent. And they do if you sell your property, that Mentor goes with the property.
That's good to know. Okay.
So yeah, you actually are adding like a little value if you have that Mentor on the property. Of course, in 14 days, because everyone gets it, it's not going to matter. But right now you have a little, like, you could say, Mentor on this property, pay me $4.90 more.
Right.
You don't get that essence that the property has generated. So really there's not much value in that Mentor on there. The value is in what it generates.
Yeah. One interesting thing that Thomas mentioned too when he came into the Gen Chat was that there's not any added bonus for it being class one necessarily. So,
right.
So you know, we are still anticipating a variety of benefits that come with class one versus class two, and also class two versus class three. But that was something that I found interesting. So size of property definitely matters, but not necessarily class in this case.
Wait, did you just say size matters?
I suppose so.
Good to know.
This is a good transition point, though, I think, you know, since we're talking about property size and number, I think this is a good time to talk about jewel slotting and also kind of really the impact so far of Mentors on the jewel market, which I know jewel market has been something that's of interest to you so far, Hazy. So talk a little bit about what you have noticed since the rollout of Mentors.
So a few weeks ago, the jewel market had kind of plateaued at the bottom. I actually quit doing the update on the site just because it wasn't moving any. It was always, the cheapest jewels were always between 20 and 23 cents. And
yeah, bottomed out fully.
It had bottomed out. I mean, every once in a while you would see a jewel go like 18 or 19 cents, but it was pretty plateaued. So there wasn't really much benefit in tracking it anymore. I bought a bunch of jewels when it was 20 cents. I was buying every jewel when it was 20 cents, and people were making fun of me. Why are you buying these? They're just going to go down to 10 cents. I'm like, just wait a couple weeks. And sure enough, that came to fruition. Right now, 27 cents is probably the bottom of the market. So they've gone up about 7 cents. So the ones I bought at 20, I could actually sell for a 2 cent profit a piece if I wanted to, because you have to pay that 5 cent fee. And right. that's, but I'm just holding them, because here's where Jules is really going to start. Once all that 14 day period's up and everyone has to start slotting Jules into their properties, there's going to be a shortage of Jules. That's it. There's just no other way around it. Because you have to put Jules to get that 100% ether detection. And that's how this works. So Meta had a nice handy chart that shows you how many Jules slots there are. So for example, on a 750 tile slot, you have 12 Jules slots. You end up having to put like 8 Jules in a 750 to get it to 100% ether detection. In a smaller property, like what I was doing on my wife's account, I was only having to put 1 or 2 Jules in. So, and that shows you the less Jules you put in, the less likely you are going to get. So if you're going to be getting essence, you're going to have to utilize Jules. They don't consume. You're not burning them. They're just actually it's being solely used for that. But to get that benefit, they have to be slotted in. So I think in 2 weeks, we're going to see that Jewel market go up even more. So right now, even at 27 cents, I think Jewels are a buy.
Yeah, and one thing that I think is interesting is that, you know, it's been more or less, I think, confirmed or at least strongly hinted at that there's going to be an ability to combine them in the long run and have, you know, larger jewels.
I mean, we know that's coming with the crafting. So there's another way. So right now, I think I don't have any money left on R2, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But if I had $100 sitting on R2 right now, I would be buying those 20. Anytime I'd see a jewel at 25 cents, I would be snagging it up, because I think they're going to go up to 50 cents.
I think that's interesting from kind of a scarcity perspective, because on one hand, we've been told, you know, they're not going to necessarily expire and we're going to continue to accrue them. So, you know, that could drive the value down theoretically. But as we learn more, of course, about how we can actually use them, and that's going to, you know, change the direction on that scarcity.
So here's what I think is going to happen. That 14 day thing, it's going to shoot the jewel prices up, then it's going to plateau and start to go down. So I think if you're a seller of jewels, the time to do it is that first day after the 14 day period, because I think because we do get jewels every day, and it is a renewable resource, it's something that we get every day, so that generation isn't going away. I think it's going to start eventually going down, because people are going to see that 40 50 cent jewel price and they're gonna be like, oh, I need to sell my jewels. So if you're going to take advantage of it, I think you need to do it quickly, and that's kind of what I'm planning. I'm going to slot all my jewels that I need for my properties, and then I'm selling everything else.
And do you think jewels will expire?
No.
Confirmed that they're not going to expire. And actually, unlike the Mentors, you can move them around. So, Snoke, have you been active in the marketplace at all? Have you been buying or selling? Or are you still just sort of holding out, you know, waiting to see until we get a little more information before you make those sorts of decisions?
Yeah, so that's kind of what I've been doing. I've been holding on, mainly because, as you talked earlier, you know, if they do have the medium-sized jewels, if they do have the large-sized jewels, and other jewels that you can actually produce on when slotting, that's kind of one thing I was worried about at first, was if we place a jewel there, can we take it back and put a different jewel there?
You can, the other thing to note is the color of the jewel does not matter for the purpose of generating ether. So you can put, you don't have to put yellows in there on a gold mine and try to generate a special type of essence. I've seen people playing around with putting jewels in that were generated on the property. I'm not going to all that trouble, but maybe there's something to be said with that. But Thomas said it does not matter what color.
Well, I thought, so there was that one thing that freshwater resource boosters increase ether detection, right? I thought that was something that he had said.
I did not see that.
And that it's part of the design, more stats and info with future updates, but for now, jewels will help with ether production.
If that's the case, I'm gonna put all my blue ones in.
It's in the recap.
Is it? I might have missed it.
I could have mispulled that, but I think really the indicator though is that it's, you know, what's maybe more beneficial right now. Right. As we learn more things, as more resources get rolled out, like, you know, we could have resources rolled out 6 months from now, or announced, I should say, where all of a sudden a sand jewel is potentially boosting two or three additional resources. I think that there's sometimes going to be some added benefits for one thing versus another if they roll things out in this staggered fashion, but that ultimately they'll do their best to sort of balance it out so that everything has a relatively, you know, equal benefit.
One thing that does kind of bug me a little bit also is that the ether to essence, it's not the same. So if you collected 10 ether, you won't get 10 essence. You'll get probably 7 or 8. I don't know if either of you have noticed that yet.
My ratio has been even less than that. First day it was 100 to 69, and that's almost 70%.
Right.
It's been about 40 to 50% the last 2 days. So it's actually gone down for me, and that's with 100% ether detection. So there's like no rhyme or reason. So it looks like the ether to essence conversion is not a fix. It's very random.
Just like jewels and everything else in the game, right?
RNG. I mean, I'm used to RNG, so I don't mind it. But
right.
I know Joom bought 1,000 Mintars. And his first day, he had like an insane amount of essence. And it's gone down each day after that, too. So kind of like jewels. Remember that first day of jewels? We got a whole bunch, and then it continued to go down. It's kind of like that. So like maybe they give you a bonus for that first day and then it goes down after that. I don't know.
That's a very interesting comparison, because maybe that's why they sort of rolled this out early, is that some users get an added benefit, but those users are also kind of, for lack of a better term, the guinea pigs on the algorithm to see, okay, let's see how this, you know, because we did have those inconsistencies early on, whereas now I think largely the jewel production is sort of stabilized from a number perspective. Like I get fairly consistent results every day now, whereas before it was oscillating between like 70 and then 8, which is a pretty significant decline. So
Snoke, tell us how we get ether and how we convert that to essence.
Well, the ether is actually detected by the Mintar, and it's usually daily, where you can actually go in onto your profile and it will pop up a message on your profile saying the Mintars have detected however much ether you have. You click claim, and then I'll say, would you like to convert to essence? And then you click, I think it says convert, which you click to essence, and then it'll tell you how much essence you have.
Here's something that's interesting. I've heard some people speculate not to convert it to essence, but I don't see why you wouldn't.
Well, that's what I was about to say. So if you actually look, like when you go through, I went through almost every tab on my profile, like transactions, everything, because I wanted to see how much essence I'd gotten over the last like daily or something. And there's nothing to show it. So, yeah. And there's nowhere that shows how much ether you have or collected. So that's one thing I've been debating on trying, but then again, I don't want to lose out on my essence, because I know essence is the cost for everything.
and we'll get into this on the communication about it. No, we don't have an answer. Like, if we don't convert our ether to essence, where does that ether go? Does it just sit there? I mean, I'm scared to do it. I'm scared to not do it and lose that essence. Maybe I'll try it on my wife's account, where losing one essence isn't a big deal, and see what happens the next day.
Right.
Well, and for those that aren't privy to how this was rolled out and how this was communicated, maybe it would be helpful, you know, for us to start at the top. And Hazy, I'll kick it to you to sort of transition to this. How was this actually communicated, and what do we officially know so far versus what, you know, we've talked a lot about what people have surmised based on their experiences, but we haven't talked about how the company actually rolled out and informed us on this. So how did they do it?
Boy, oh boy. So they didn't communicate it. In fact, when it first came out, it wasn't even in the Earth 2 updates. It was just rolled out. You just went to the site and the ability to buy a Mentor was there. And it actually caused quite an uproar in the Discord, in the Gen Chat. People were not happy with the way this was communicated. I was one of them, because for me, the most frustrating thing is someone new coming in a week, seeing this stuff, there is nothing there telling them how this works. Yeah, there's a tooltip that tells you what Mentor is, but that's not enough to explain how this works, how it's integrated into the game. There was no announcement, no, and they have this new news page. It would have been a perfect time to utilize it. And so I kind of harped on it. And Thomas, this is just gonna bug me till the end of time. He said, "Oh, well, we have too many things." I don't know the exact language he used. I'd have to go look it up. He said something along the lines of, "We couldn't do an announcement because it just wasn't working with what we were trying to accomplish behind the scenes," which made absolutely zero sense to me. When you roll out a feature like this, you can just put out a 2-paragraph announcement. Hey, coming out on the site is Mentor. This is what Mentor does. This is what it generates Ether. This is what Ether does. You can convert it to Essence. Really, 2 paragraphs. That's all he would have had to do. Instead, he ended up having to go into the Gen Chat and asking question after question after question. And I mean, the people, there's diehard people that are always in the Gen Chat, so they're always going to be the most informed when they do something like that. And I try to alleviate that a little bit by doing the recap whenever they do that. But I shouldn't be the one having to do that. That should be something that the Earth 2 team is doing. They shouldn't have to go into. And Discord's only one small segment of the Earth 2 community. Yep. Yeah, so even though Thomas went in and answered questions, if there's an Earth 2 user that's not in the Discord or it doesn't go to mynameishumanpod.com, they're not going to see that. And they're going to have no clue. And that's not the kind of thing you want to have for a user base. You want to be able, you want them to understand and be excited about something. And having an announcement of something like this would have been exciting, but then they blew an opportunity, I feel. What do you think, Kangy?
Well, the thing that struck me is I found it odd given the amount of information we were given with the Hollow buildings, like thinking about the guide that they provided for that. I mean, the advertising for the guide, the little question mark button, wasn't necessarily, well illuminated. But
very true.
but there was a lot of upfront information provided with that rollout.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Right. That was, I think, a fantastic, that's an example. You know, I'm prone to negativity, but I think credit where credit is due as far as how much info is rolled out on how to use the Hollow building.
Yeah.
Now,
and
future benefits, that's a whole other thing.
For me, that was the frustrating thing. It seemed like they had taken such a giant step forward with communication with the rollout that we discussed on the last pod. And then this was a giant step backwards, back to doing things the way they used to do it. And Thomas said, "We're working on the communication. This isn't hard. It's not hard to do what I said. Do 2 paragraphs on what you just released." I mean, he went after the fact and went to the E2 updates and added that to the site, but that was after the fact. It was after people mentioned that to him. So, I mean, Snoke, what are your thoughts on this?
You know, it kind of brings me into a little bit to Shane's tweet, which I'll talk about it here in a second. But I know we have signed the agreement with the new PR team, and I think
what PR team
exactly. But I think that there could potentially be more that's going to be rolling out here soon. And once it's all been rolled out, then they will release an official.
Right, but you can still do incremental steps, you know.
I agree. I agree. I think that they should have done that. And I mean, nobody, no devs have been talking about it besides Thomas, who's been answering questions. And you know, I agree. I think there should be something that shows, like, hey, you know, Mentors have been released. Use these to collect Ether and transform into Essence.
I mean, my God, Essence is the basis of everything. We've been going over that over and over. Essence is here.
Exactly.
It's the basis of everything, but there's nothing about it.
Exactly.
But it's the basis of everything. But
so that ahead. That's why I think that there could be more coming out that they're waiting on to do a full release on phase two, technically.
For sure, but then still, you could have just put out a couple paragraphs.
Right.
Anyway, I'm done. I'm done bitching about it.
So that actually.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was going to say that Essence. You know, we're going to find out that it has the electrolytes that plants crave. That's
right.
Which would still be more information than we have today. But I'm sorry, I derailed your actual important transition with a stupid joke. So go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. Hey, we got to have a little bit of laughter on the pod, right? So Shane actually did release a tweet. He said, a few E2 PRs coming soon, bearing official news, but we've been treating the previous and next future rollout with more urgency as opposed to E2 PR exposure, prioritizing rewards for our patient E2 citizens first. E needs to begin somewhere, and it's almost here. Hashtag humble beginnings.
So E, rewards for our patient E2 citizens, are we thinking that's Essence? It's the mentors everyone will get in 14 days and the Essence it generates. To me, that's pretty much what I get from that tweet. You agree, Kangi?
Well, yeah, because the E is in, you know, quotations, right? So
yeah.
It represents, you know, it's another sort of hint at, you know, like a proprietary type term for the platform. So, or maybe that represents Essence. That's the shortened, like, token identifier or something like that. So, you know, I think that it's my immediate reaction to this was, I think that we can have new developments and new features rolled out and also get communications concurrently without them being like sequential, like the tweet sort of suggests, because it's sort of saying, well, we're trying to roll out more updates and therefore we're not going to communicate at all. Well, you're communicating right now. And I don't know necessarily, you know, why there can't be both of those things happening at the same time. At least, like you said, a couple of paragraphs. You know, I can understand not wanting to opine, you know, at length and sending out a 9-page press release about what it means. But still, I think that we could get a little bit more information on the front end, especially when they're selling us mentors. You know, there's actually, you know, a potential charge happening here if you want to get that head start. So, and
yeah,
again, nobody's forcing you. I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no one made me spend the $5. I just did
right.
It mainly out of curiosity. And it was
absolutely.
Just, it was a little extra money I had laying around. Snoke, what's your interpretation of the tweet?
Kind of what I already said about how I think there's going to be a more information coming out. Because at the beginning of the tweet, he did say, treating the previous and next future rollout with more urgency as opposed to the E2 PR exposure. So I think they are trying to push out that the total phase two experience, including resources, including, you know, everything. And Shane's always said from the beginning that Essence is the start of phase two. So, you know, we have Essence. I think that the resources are going to be the final steps of that. And I think that that's what they're going to wait and for the official PR statement. So that's what I'm hoping for, at least, is resources and more to come, because then I'll be actually starting to buy more tiles.
And one thing I want to say too is that, you know, he uses the term PR exposure, and I do think there's a difference between PR exposure and generating publicity for the platform and explaining items that have been rolled out. You know, to me, those are two different forms of communication entirely.
Yeah,
like,
for
so,
sure.
So I understand, like, PR exposure, if he's saying, you know, trying to get the word out about Earth 2, about that being sort of backburnered, that I can kind of understand. You know, he wants to get more, if that's to mean we want to get more features out before we, you know, have this greater, say, push for publicity, I can understand that, but I still would like to just have a little more info on what's being rolled out as it happens.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, almost wrapped up, but I did want to talk real quick about what we've been doing the last few weeks on Earth 2. People were asking me, Hazy, are you getting out of Earth 2? Because I was selling stuff, and I was selling it for less than what I paid for it. And I don't think people realize that I wasn't losing money selling property for less than what I paid for because of how much flipping I've done, because of how much profit I've generated. So even if I sold something at 10% loss, ultimately I was probably still making 10 to 15% because of how much flipping I've done. I wasn't getting out of Virtu. I was just getting my initial out. And I actually didn't quite get to my threshold that I wanted. I put in 15,000. I basically sold about $11,000 worth and cashed it out. I will say the cash out process is super easy. Now it takes a couple of days, but from the time I hit the withdrawal button until it shows up in my bank account, usually takes about 3 days to go from Revolut to my bank account. But it's pretty painless. It's pretty seamless. But no, I'm not cashing out of Virtu. I probably sold half my properties. I went from 20,000 tiles to 10,000 tiles, but I still have 2 750s. I still have Caesars, although someone could have snagged Caesars for 5,200. So you lost your opportunity. It's no longer that cheap. And I did raise my prices up when I saw the Mintars, because I'm like, okay, this is something that I feel like there's value in the properties again. So I feel like I want to list my properties for what I used to list them for. So I'm okay keeping them and not getting my full initial out now, because I think there's a chance to recoup that money and then some because of what they did. So Shane, you kept my money for now. You got a month, brother. All right. Kenny, what have you been up to?
Well, one thing I wanted to say is that I did notice that the Mintars did seem to generate a little bit of marketplace movement for some of those larger properties. So, like, I sold a 761 tile C2 in Turkey at a $60 profit, shortly, just like 2 days after that was announced.
I sold a 550 in Bermuda that was like a $50 profit, same timing.
Exactly. So for me, I've been, I listed a number of properties a while ago, a lot of them C2 and C3, and just things that I found sort of duplicative in my portfolio, so to speak, like, oh, I already have, a few other properties that are like this, but better, I like the shape more.
And you paid for Disney, right?
Yeah, I did. I got Uncle Shane kicked down some money and helped me fund, going to Disneyland and Universal Studios this past weekend. So yeah, I mean, that's another thing is that, like, I still have, I think, 130 unlisted properties, and it's got to be, close to 10,000 tiles that I don't have listed. Yeah. So, because another thing I will admit is when hollow buildings were rolled out and some of this other information has come out, it's like, I feel as though it's going to be a lot to manage potentially. So we're well positioned to make a lot
and
of
actually,
money.
And actually, that was one of the reasons why I didn't mind selling off half my land, because of the management aspect. I'm starting a master's program soon. NFL season's coming soon. I'm just not going to have
Go
time
Patriots.
To man.
What
you're
a disaster.
You're talking to two Packers fans here, so.
Yep.
But anyway, NFL season's coming soon. I'm starting a master's program, so I'm not going to have time to be spending all this time managing Earth 2 properties and doing Earth 2 content and doing an Earth 2 podcast. So cutting my properties in half was also a time management thing for me. So kind of along those lines, Kingy, I'm with you there.
Yeah, and Snoke, what have you been doing? Have you been buying, selling, you holding? You got kind of some sort of mixture? Because I've been selling stuff, but I bought, I bought another holder like 11 days ago. So what have you been up to?
I'm still a hodler. I haven't sold any really any of my
hodl forever.
Yeah, I've actually have bought quite a few more just because I want to try to increase my essence and jewel profile, production.
Yeah.
And so I have actually been buying more, but really not selling. And I'm hoping it doesn't bite me in the end, because I know Shane's even talked about in the past, he's going to reward those who I know he said one time where people who have their e-dollars in the account and don't withdraw it. And then he says that people that's been here from the beginning and so on and so on.
I don't think you can punish people for withdrawing. I mean, before this mass cash out that I did, I had done two small test withdrawals, and if they were going to punish me for doing that, I think that would just infuriate people. I don't think you can reward people that have been with the game for a long time, but you can't like discriminate between those who cast some out. I think that would be a huge mistake.
I mean, I think you can reward people that held more longer, you know, in that sense, right. Like, you know, we all can lose out in the sense that some of us might sell at the wrong time or sell too early. You know, that's the sort of loss that I think we all sign up for.
But. Yeah, you and me, Kenya, you and me could be kicking ourselves if tile prices quadruple in the next 6 months. And we could have been like, well, man, we had all these tiles, but we sold them. And yeah. Snoke's over there in his daddy Warbucks.
Yeah, I mean, I was at over 31,000 tiles at one point, and my ratio of class one in there was, I probably had over 21,000 of those class one, and my numbers are a lot lower now. Admittedly, I took out my initial and then some,
I had 25,000 at once, and I'm at 10,000 now.
Yeah, and that's not to say, though, that, you know, I might a year from now really regret making those moves.
So to me, rewarding the early users would just be by the fact that they didn't sell, they reap more benefits for holding all those tiles, doing the Snoke, for making me and you look like idiots. Even though we still have a lot of tiles, we would definitely have a little regret. I'm not going to Bitcoin this like I did in 2010 and sell my 70 Bitcoin for $600. I didn't do that, I don't think.
Yeah,
I still have 10,000 tiles, and I'm still going to be involved in there too. I just decided to.
That's right.
I want this is a high risk investment. Let's be real. This is very high risk, and I feel a lot more comfortable now having pulled out 10 grand than before. So now I feel much more at ease with what I have in or two.
Right, and I think that's essential, honestly, to a little bit of like community. Happiness, because think about the sort of animosity that might, you know, bubble up if there's the more money that you still have committed when you become concerned about the direction that the platform's going. You know, I think that that's a lot of the fear, uncertainty, and doubt that you see in the chat.
And to be honest, part of the reason I did the sell-off was because I did not like the direction the platform was going. I did not like the communication. I wrote this in the article I posted, cashing out of her too. Shane had said if there was no problems, he was going to have an announcement in the next few days. It was 2 weeks and there was no announcement. And to me, the fact that he did that, it just really it didn't piss me off. It just made me like, you know, they're never going to learn from their mistakes. They're going to repeat this, give a time and a deadline and not meet it. And that just frustrated me. And I'm like, okay, I want to get my initial out just because I see a pattern that I don't like.
I would love to be sitting here 6 months from now and regretting the fact that, you know, I sold a good amount of tiles. So if I'm, you know, envious of Snoke's lifetime hodler stance, then, you know, I'm happy to go there.
Yeah, and I mean, if we're wrong in that regard, we're still right in the fact that we have a lot of property and we're still going to reap the rewards.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the thing is, when I first joined E2, I wasn't a hodler. I was buying and flipping like crazy, especially in the U.S. because it was when I finally sold like my last U.S. Property, it was like a 200-tile property, and it was only for $6 a tile. And so that was like, and I sold it for like $5 a tile. So I still, you know, and very early when I was here, I made all my money back and I was good. And, you know, and now I'm just kind of playing with Earth's two money, as you say.
Yeah.
You know,
So you did cash out your initial then?
Oh yeah. I cashed out that plus more.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. But okay, now so it's everything just holding.
Yeah. So you did that a long time ago. Well, I just now did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good pod, guys. Don't have much more to add. We'll be back when there's something to talk about. Could be Friday, could be next week, could be 2 weeks from now. We'll try to do it at least one every 2 weeks, no matter what. But the more that Earth 2 gives us, the more we'll be here. So be patient with us. We appreciate you being part of the show. Hit the like, subscribe button if you haven't already. Leave a comment. let us know topics you'd like us to talk about if we haven't talked about it already. We're actually going to have to update our beginner's guide one of these days because they've added stuff that's not in there. So maybe that's right. Maybe that's something we'll do like once a year. We'll have to update that.
Yeah, maybe even more. I mean, who knows? If they roll out enough, we may have like to do it more frequently.
Yeah, because right now there's some things not in there that we would need to talk about. So we might do that maybe in a couple months, kind of update that. That way we can update our Learn ET site because we do like to educate the community and help them learn what Earth 2 is about. That's pretty much all I have. Kangi, anything to add?
No. I really hope that we're here in fewer than 2 weeks. But in any case, I'm happy to see additional features get rolled out and happy to have new stuff to talk about with y'all. So,
all right. And Snope?
Yep. Same as both of you said. And just to let everyone know, clear the air. My name is Human Podcast. Not going anywhere. Hazy, Kangi, and Snope are all three going to be here still.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I could have one tile left and I'll still come and do a podcast.
Right.
If Earth 2 gives me stuff to talk about, I'm going to be talking about the website's not going anywhere. Podcast, it's all driven by what Earth 2 does. So I mean, let's be real. If there's not stuff to talk about, it's really hard to do content.
And if you want to write for the website, you know, this is always a good opportunity to.
Oh, by all means, Moby just wrote a nice article on Saturday
about communication.
Always want to have content, so feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to bring you on. We'll take any topic, really. I mean, if you've seen some of the articles Kangi's written, you know we'll take anything.
Oh yeah, we'll take absolute dribble. Bottom of the dumpster. Just look at my work.
Oh no, your work's great. It's just it's different.
It's
different. All right. So that has been the My Name Is Human Earth 2.0 podcast brought to you by MyNameIsHumanPod.com. Until next time, Hazy out.
Kangi out.
Snoke out.
Your knees, girl. Get up. Stand face to face with your God.